How do you know if you're in a godly relationship? A lot of you are dating. A lot of you are in marriages. A lot of you are in situationships where you are trying to figure out what does it mean to be in a godly relationship? Like, what does that look like? What does that entail? How can you strive to it? So I'm going to use this video to talk about the exact five signs that shows exactly what a godly relationship looks like. The answers may surprise you, but hopefully this blesses you. Let's talk. So please don't forget to like and subscribe. If you want more Christian content, talk about current events, talk about anything that's going on, but please make sure you smash that like. And of course, subscribe and share with your friends, because I know this will bless you. So again, many of us are in relationships and we're single and we don't know, and we're trying to get back into the dating scene, but yet we have a tough time figuring out what does that look like in terms of pleasing God, in terms of being in a godly relationship, being in a relationship that God is at the center, being in a relationship that focuses on God. So one of the things I want to share with you guys are the five signs that you are in a godly relationship. Number one, you're equally yoked. You are equally yoked. Meaning, the reason why the yoke is important, because yoke, when it comes to animals, why the Bible talks about being equally yoked, because it helps determine your direction. So if you're yoked, or a yoke is put on two animals, the animals are forced to be intertwined. They're forced to go into the same direction. So what happens is, in this particular instance, it's example or metaphor, what God is saying that in order for you to be in a godly friendship relationship, you must be going to the same direction. You should be going to the same direction. So a lot of us are worried and we're stressed out about how am I sure that this person is from me or sent by God? Are you guys going in the same direction? I don't want to misconstrue the point for you to think, hey, that means that they have to be going, that they have to be in church. A lot of times the people who are in church are not the ones for you. Some of the biggest demons are in the church. So just because they're in church does not mean that they're in the right direction. Just because they're at a place where y'all go to the same, on the same congregation, that does not mean you guys are going in the same direction. So you must prayerfully and come to God and say, God, are we equally yoked? Yes, I may see it in my eyes, or physically it might be obvious, but God, what are you saying in this? Is this what you're seeing? So are you equally yoked? Are you going in the same direction? That direction is to be closer to God. That direction needs to be going to heaven. So are you equally yoked? That is important. Number two, prayer. A prayer life is important. And I don't want you to think it's simply referring to, do we pray together? I've been in church all my life. I've been quote unquote dating church girls all my life. And the one thing I know that I've done is that I've used prayer as game, as riz, as find a way to get this girl. Like, yeah, let's pray before we hang up. You know, I've been praying for you. You need to be able to have this person have an individual personal prayer life with God. You need to hear that he or she spent time in prayer. You need to see the effects of prayer, because then God can reveal things and you can see a change. You can see, they can share what God has told them. So I think it's important for us to understand the value of someone having an individual prayer life, because you date to marry. So you don't want to be with someone that does not pray, because how will God give them instruction? How will God allow your husband to effectively lead you? How could you submit to somebody that has no prayer life? Who is he talking to? Same thing with your wife, same thing with your girlfriend. She needs to have a prayer life, because God also can reveal things about you to her. It's not just one direction, not one person, but God can use your girlfriend, your wife to reveal things to you. So let's not simply think that it's a one-way street. So it is important for them to have a prayer life. It's important for them outside of you. It's important for you to hear, yeah, I'm fasting today. Babe, I can't talk to you today because I'm spending time with God. These are the things that are indicators that this person is, that you're in a godly relationship. Number three, this person pushes you to purpose. This person pushes you to purpose. They help. Again, this is found through prayer. They help you get to your place of purpose. They help you get to where God has called you to be. They encourage you. They push you. Say, listen, God has called you to preach. Have you, preach for me. They find ways to push you to that place of purpose. They find ways for you to discover your place of purpose. Let's fast about this. Let's talk about this. Here's a sermon that I've seen. And you find ways to use this to be a way for you to get to purpose. That's why the person that you marry is the most important decision after accepting Christ that you can make, because this person that you marry can either pull you from purpose or push you towards purpose. Number four, there's a layer of accountability that you have the ability to keep each other. You have the ability to keep each of you guys accountable. You have the ability to hold each other accountable, because this may prevent you guys from falling into fornication. This may be like, hey, why have you gone to church? And you're able to receive it, that you're able to receive a word of rebuke from this person and not be mad at them, knowing that they have your best interest at heart, that you have a level of humility. Right? Because being able to be teachable and accountable requires humility. And if you don't have humility to be teachable nor accountable, you don't have the humility to be in a relationship, because being in a relationship requires a level of submission and humility for both the man and the woman. So I think you have to be able to be teachable. You have to be able to receive this from this person saying, you know what? I know what she's saying is not what I want to hear, but I know she has my best intentions at heart. So I want to make sure that we always have a level or a place of accountability, right? Number five, God's at the center. God must be at the center of every single decision. Nothing is done according to emotion. Nothing is done according to the flesh. Everything that you do, God is at the center. Everything that you do, you consult the Lord. Whatever you post, whatever you share, whatever you do, wherever you go, wherever you move, whatever you do, you must have God at the center. Not saying that we don't have our opinions and our feelings, but we are not led by our feelings and our opinions. We are led by God. Individually and collectively. And once again, that requires a level of humility that you need in order to have a successful relationship. So I want to encourage you, as you look at your relation, as you prepare to date and to get into a relationship, these are the five things that your relationship should possess. I apologize for being so hoarse. I think my allergies has caused a level of hoarseness, but God has put this on my heart for the last few days to share with you. And I pray that it blesses you. If you have any questions or comments, meet me right below. Talk to me, tell me what you think, give me some feedback. And don't forget to share this with somebody, share with your youth group, and watch the Lord grow. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I love you. Peace.